some of our listeners are saying, happy clapper, that's a terrific top weight, 59.5 kilograms. He still should be able to win with that. Hello, Adam Pengelly. I'm talking about the releasing of the Epsom weights. G'day, Adam.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. Yeah, probably not entirely unexpected, to be honest, with happy clapper having to carry that 59.5 kilos, given he's a defending Doncaster and Epsom champion, I suppose. He's a specialist at the Randwick Mile, but I suppose you've got to try and compare to some of the weights, some of the horses lower down the road, some of those up-and-coming sort of four-year-olds to get a really good gauge about how he's weighted. I suppose it's no surprise that he had 59.5 kilos, Humidor's got 59, Leramane 58, and Hartnell 57. They're all Group 1 winners in their own right, so they probably deserve to carry that weight. But you've got to weigh up against some of these other horses, and Unforgotten with 52 kilos. If she goes that way, D'Argento's got 53.5, Cementari 55, and Pirata 54.5. So Pat Webster will sit down, he'll analyse those weights. I think he's probably leaning at this stage towards still running in the Epsom. He'll have other races on the same day, including the Hill Stakes, which is a weight, that set weights there. So I'd love to see Happy Clapper go around another Epsom, defend his crown. It's one of the signature races of the Sydney Spring. He's didn't quite handle the course for track in the Memsey Stakes, but if he can recapture his form, he can be very hard to beat, even with that big weight of 59.5 kilos in the Epsom.
Yep. Talking of weights, the Melbourne Cup weights will be released today.
Yeah, they will, Laurie. I suppose the interest in the Melbourne Cup really ramps up today after the weight's released. And Greg Carpenter, the senior handicapper down there, has got a real problem on his hands this year because, as it stands, it's probably not really a standout horse that's a clear top weight. A couple of these horses have fallen by the wayside. We know that Boy Williams hasn't nominated with Rekindling and Johannes Vermeer from last year. There was a bit of talk about a horse coming over from the Northern Hemisphere called Stravadarius, who won the Ascot Gold Cup and the Goodwood Cup. He's probably not going to come as well. So it looks like there's not going to be a natural top weight, so to speak, this year in the Melbourne Cup. He's going to have to lump something with 58 kilos, but there's probably going to be an unfortunate horse that's going to be elevating the weights a little bit to try and be that top weight, given there's no really high-profile headline horses at this stage in the Melbourne Cup. There's going to be a lot of horses that are going to be down the weights, and the weight scale is probably going to be more compressed this year as well, guys, so more like a quality handicap. So we're interested to see what Greg comes up with this afternoon, but with so many of these European horses coming down to Australia for the race this year, they're going to feature very prominently. They also already feature prominently in betting at the moment.
Adam, a horse that Laurie put us onto during the Brisbane winter, Suzanne, it's had a bit of a setback.
Yeah, Suzanne has, TK. He's one of Chris Waller's top seeds heading towards the Golden Rose, and yesterday he had to notify stewards that the horse or the colters had a bit of an elevated temperature early to start this week. He wasn't too bad, I thought, in the run to the Rose behind Lean Mean Machine there. He finished 4th, in a few lengths. I would have thought on a drier track in the Golden Rose he might come into his own, but he's actually at the moment in a little bit of doubt to whether he's going to start in the Golden Rose. I'll take some blood samples from him on Friday, then get an indication whether he can gallop again this weekend on Saturday. Hopefully he'll get over that little elevated temperature pretty quickly and be back in the mix for the Golden Rose. But yeah, Chris Waller did the right thing and just notified stewards that they had a bit of a setback.
Yeah, there's only one slot left for the Everest. Are you hearing anything? You're hearing might be the likely horse to get the start?
Laurie, I think Max Whitley and Neil Warrick can just sit back and wait for another 2 or 3 weeks. There's only one slot open. They can sit back and just wait until the very much the last moment, just pick the informed horse 2 weeks out from the race. I think that's the right way to go about it. So I'm sure they've got their eyes on a few horses. They'll wait and see what happens in the Golden Rose. There's still a couple other big sprint races to come up with the Shorts and the Premier Stakes as well. So if I was them, I'd be in absolutely no rush whatsoever to lock in that final horse. They can just wait right to the last moment and have the pick of their choice, basically.
Do you just take the winner of the Golden Rose?
Well, it's the age-old question, TK. Do you want a three-year-old taking on some of these open, hard-headed sprinters at this time of year? I'm not too sure. Is there a three-year-old who's up to this class of open-age sprinters we've got in Australia at the moment? I'm not too sure. But they've got the pick of the entire three-year-old crop if they want it, basically. So yeah, they got plenty of time on their hands in the next 2 or 3 weeks to sit down, assess who they want, and then do a deal with whichever connections they decide to go with.
Good on you, mate. We look forward to those Melbourne Cup weights coming, being released later on today.